Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 10. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the wonderful and talented
Quarter Peep.
That is her. And we have a very special guest joining us all the way from the other side of the country. Kendra Erica is with us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. Great to see you.
Great to have you here. And folks, Kendra has a very unique background and what she does. She's a singer, songwriter, actress, and just came off a wildly successful show in the Space at Las Vegas, debuting your new album, License to Thrill. And if you are at all a movie buff, people out there that are listening to us, it's 007, it's James Bond, and this is what she does. Kendra, tell us a little bit about this.
So the show at the Space in Vegas was an exceptional turnout. We had everyone from LA come. We had movers and shakers in Vegas come. We had people from Florida come and, you know, across the country. And also it was live streamed by Alert the Globe. So a lot of people tuned into it and experienced it and immersed themselves in it. And like you said, if you're a movie buff, you know and love James Bond. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this particular album and do the show, is because this has such a revered audience already in it. And coming from dance music, with marketing my own original music, I wanted to do something that pays homage to something that's so timeless and classic. And the show was a pure exemplar of that, and showing the journey of Bond throughout the decades.
You have put your touch on all of these James Bond classics, all of the lead songs for each of these movies.
Yes.
What is it that drew you, number one, to James Bond and to those movie classics? But the way you interpret these songs is so unique and wonderful. What you've done is just, it's amazing work. What brought you to that?
Well, when I was younger, when I was a kid, my dad showed me my first Bond movie when I was 7 years old. And it's funny because I was seven, and being it's 007,
you know?
For those that are non-believers in numerology, shame on you. I was exposed to that at such a young age, and when I saw my first Bond movie when I was that young, even though I was only a kid, I was still like fascinated by it and still drawn into it. And even at that age, I was like, ooh, he's handsome.
I got you on that one, too.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he's handsome. I was like, that might be a future husband, you know. But he's got to be monogamous. He can't be James Bond. You know,
there you go. There you go. Yes. Yeah, James Bond has a little bit of a reputation.
Yes. So that was just like ingrained to me at such a young age. And just the music, the filmmaking aspect of it, it all just like it put a stamp on me. And for a while during my musical journey, I've always wanted to like incorporate some of those elements into what I do, because per my observation of the evolution of the industry and certain artists and certain music that has been put out there, I noticed that society really needed to level up and to get back to that sense of taste, of quality, of high standards. And that's something that I always felt like this, I don't want to say battle cry, because that makes me sound like I'm like Mel Gibson in Braveheart.
Yeah.
But just this inner like desire to be like a a pioneer in you know, refurbishing that and bringing that more to like a rebirth. And I'd always wanted to do something, like I said, bond related in what I do. And the time came a couple of years ago when I decided that I wanted to do a James Bond tribute album, and not just tribute, but like restylization album. Yeah. And that's how that time came to be in the whole scope.
Well, and I think what you just said is so key. You restyled these songs. I mean, these are classics, and right. and done by some of the industry's most recognized artists. What you have done, putting your own spin on this and your own feel to it, they're new songs. That's what's neat to me. And listening to these as we were getting ready for the show, you have put your touch on these and made these your own. And even though they are classics, it's not like somebody redoing a song and it sounds the same. You have put your right. spin on these, and they are unique and they're wonderful.
They are beautiful. Oh, thank you. My gosh.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, let's open up with Diamonds. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. This is a good one. Give us a little bit of the backstory on this. What were you thinking when you put your touch on this song?
Well, all thanks to Myron McKinley, because he restylized my cover of Witch Trap by Frank Sinatra. He and Ralph Johnson from Earth, Wind & Fire, they co-produced that cover, and that actually won the Hollywood Independent Music Award back in 2023. So when this project was on was ready to be put together, I knew that he was the guy for it, because he does such a great job at restylizing pieces and making them their own, and also have also add that artist signature on it. And so this one in particular, Diamonds, I still wanted to pay homage to Shirley Bassey and have that that show stoppingness to it, but also I wanted to keep it as groovy and elegant as possible.
All right. Well, this is a beautiful song. Let's listen to this one. This is Diamonds from Kendra Erica.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Stroke it and undress it. I can see every part. Nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie to me. When
good.
So smooth, and what an amazing range you have, Kendra. Kendra Erica, oh, Diamonds, absolutely beautiful. Just absolutely love that.
I have chills. I want to go out and buy diamonds.
I want my diamond. Well, diamonds are very icy, so yeah, I could understand the chill.
There you go. Yes. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with Kendra Erica right after this. The Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast has a single purpose: offer a platform for the promotion of independent artists. We're a weekly show featuring guests from throughout the United States and Canada. And we're proud to say we are winners of the Best Independent Radio Station from the Michigan Music Awards and a 2025 Josie Music Awards nominee for Best Podcast or Music Radio Show. If you're interested in being a guest on VCS, feel free to contact us at vehiclecitysound.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are fortunate to be joined by Kendra Erica today. Just heard Diamonds. She has just released License to Thrill, an album which is James Bond everything. And she has put her spin on a number of your favorite James Bond movie classics. It's just amazing. We're really pleased to have you here, Kendra. Tell us a little more about kind of the uniqueness of bringing this history back to life.
Well, like I said earlier, I wanted to bring back that sense of, you know, timelessness and classicness and high standards and quality and something like really like universal too, because the Bond brand is something that is so revered and also something that has such deference. And I wanted to reimagine all of those cinematic classics, because something that I've always done as my own individual artist is put my own like iteration on things of a time gone by, and also to be cinematic as well in what I've done originally.
Do you look at some of the other franchises, the Bond franchise is there, mm-hmm. and you've obviously taken that. Are you looking at some of the others that maybe you would do the same thing with another, if presented?
As far as like other film franchises?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have not really looked into those other film franchises, because I've just been in the 00 zone right now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I'm sure, because I've you know, there's so much out there, and I'm very much open to that. But for right now and for on brand purposes, it's shaken, not stirred.
This is where you're. I love that. So the next one that we've got queued up is Body Language. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, like I said, in my own original work, I've always wanted to be cinematic. And this one in particular, I wrote this with Ellis Mia, Marvin Busseau, and we wanted to highlight like an underrated and unspoken a form of communication, which is body language, whether that could be more on the surface level of just moving your body on the dance floor or getting a little bit deeper into it, because in everyday communication, you always have to read people's body language to get the full subtext and message. And it can also be kind of like visceral and mysterious and fun and playful at the same time. Mm-hmm. And cinematically speaking, I reimagined Poison Ivy in this one.
Oh, my.
Yes,
oh,
the music video is insanely awesome. So those who are watching, watch it on YouTube. Oh my gosh, it's like you're glued. Yeah. I love it. No question.
I love it.
This is Kendra Erica's interpretation of body language. I won't say a word. Gotta read that body.
Telepathy. If you guess right, we can vibe to this night and day. And better lemon soda and light vodka. Your mind wonders what I need.
I'm ready to go dancing. Kendra, yeah. Erica, Body Language. Wonderful tune. Kendra, thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun. And it was fun to make the video. So.
Oh, I bet.
The
I
video
bet
is
was.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, we are with Kendra, Erica. We are going to take a quick break and come right back.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative. Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Kendra Erica. We are talking about her latest release, License to Thrill. And Kendra, where do people find you?
You can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok. Also, you can find the new album, License to Thrill, on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, YouTube. So, and like I tell everybody, as Anna Delvey would say, just Google me.
That needs to be on a t-shirt.
It does. It does. So the last one that we have queued up is my favorite. I have to tell you this. GoldenEye was one of my favorite Bond films anyway. But what you have done with this song, I have listened to this over and over and over again, and it's just absolutely amazing. Tell us a little mm-hmm. bit about this.
Well, GoldenEye was originally performed by Tina Turner,
yes,
and it
yes.
was featured in the 1995 film. James Bond film called GoldenEye. It was originally written by Bono and the Edge, and I had no idea. It was funny when we were filming the video for GoldenEye, and he was like, my videographer Tolga goes, who wrote that song? And I said it was originally written by Bono and the Edge. He's like, Bono, no way. I was like,
yeah.
But this one has more of that like stealth, like Black Cat-ness to it. It's very jazzy. It's very like you can yes. hear that bass being plucked. It's almost like you can see that Black Cat from the Aristocats just like plucking away and him.
Oh yeah,
doing that like smokiness to it. But I also wanted to add elements of like Peggy Lee's Fever and also like some just like cabaret and Chicago elements to it at the same time.
Well, you nailed it. You absolutely did. I have listened to this over and over, and every time I get a little something different from this song. But what you're describing is absolutely it. This is being in the classic Chicago club, sitting with the smoke-filled room and listening to the real music. You really hit it.
Thank you.
Folks, let's give this a listen. This is Goldeneye.
See reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and never a shadow. On the wind I feel his breath. Goldeneye, I found his weakness. Goldeneye, he'll do what I please. Goldeneye, no time for sweetness, but a bitter kiss will bring him to his knees. You from the shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels. The tears. See him move through smoke and mirrors. Feel his presence in the crowd. Other girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Goldeneye, not lace or leather. Golden chains, take him to the spot. Goldeneye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got. You from the shadows as a child. Time for sweetness, but a bitter kiss will bring him to his knees. Goldeneye, not lace or leather. Golden chains, take him to the spot. Goldeneye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got a homework assignment for our audience. I want you all to listen to Tina Turner's version of that song. And then I want you to compare it to Kendra Erica's version of that song. And I challenge anybody to say that Kendra Erica falls second place. Because that is just, oh, my goodness.
Oh.
We're just coming off the Olympics. That's a gold medal performance right there. That's that was Kendra. I love that song. Just love that song. The way you've done it, what you did with it, it's all the classic. It's just phenomenal.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely a fun one.
You bet. Kendra, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me. It was such a wonderful time and conversation.
Absolutely. We appreciate what you're doing. Yes. 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 We need to keep in touch. We need to know what's going on.
Yes, I would love to.
All right. This has been a truly delightful time. Kendra Erica with us today. Thank you again, Kendra.
Thank you so much.
Folks, we appreciate all your support. If you want to know where we're going to be, what we're doing, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. And if you know more folks like Kendra that you would like to have on the show, you would like us to talk to, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's where you can get a hold of us. We appreciate everything you're doing for us. We appreciate having Kendra on the show tonight. And hey, folks, do good things.